he always wanted to look out for Alaska tribes and make sure that there was adequate funding in the Bureau budget and in the other federal programs that are available to tribes.
Remembering Senator Ted Stevens' legacy in Alaska's Southeast Native communities as KHNS prepares to air Stevens' memorial service on Wednesday afternoon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Last week's plane crash near Dillingham ended the life of one of Alaska Natives' most effective advocates in Washington, D.C. The late Senator Ted Stevens funded hundreds of Native programs and village projects, and he played a key role in passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Bob Loescher remembers the early years of Ted Stevens' Senate career, which began in 1968. The longtime Southeast Native leader was working for the Tlingit-Haida Housing Authority. There, he asked for help funding apartments and infrastructure in the region's rural communities.
Senator Stevens helped us build housing projects throughout Southeast Alaska. He helped us build the water and sewer systems and the roads. And also he helped us bring modern electrical distribution systems to our communities.
And that was just the start. Stevens went on to play a pivotal role in Native programs, businesses, and organizations throughout the region and the rest of the state. One was Huna's Spirit Village Project, a culture-based camp that aimed to help those in trouble with the law. Andy Abona, president of Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 2 in Juneau, approached Stevens for support.
He secured some initial funding for us because he knew people in the community and he was certainly aware of the conditions that Alaska Natives face in the correctional system and wanted to help out.
One of Stevens' most significant achievements came from his role in drafting and passing the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. That set up Sea Alaska, Cape Fox, Goldbelt, Chiatica, and dozens of other regional, urban, and village corporations around the state. Loescher, a consultant and former Sea Alaska CEO, says the senator wanted corporations, not reservations, and he bucked the power structure to give new Native corporations land as well as money.
More than anyone, Ted Stevens helped shape not only our social and political structure, but also he made sure that through the land claims that we inherited an opportunity for an economic future. And I think that will be his legacy.
Stevens helped corporations sell net operating losses during a time when many were financially ailing, and he helped include them in the controversial Small Business Administration 8A program that led to lucrative federal contracts for security, environmental services, and other work. But the relationship was sometimes stormy. Loescher says there were strong disagreements over Sea Alaska's sales of largely unprocessed timber overseas.
We had a continuing battle with the idea that there needed to be some log supply to the local manufacturers. And of course, the senator wanted us to supply local industry, but he also understood that the best value that we could get was on an export basis.
Stevens also advocated for Bureau of Indian Affairs programs that benefited lower 48 Natives. Abona, former Tlingit-Haida Central Council Executive Director, says he made sure they helped his constituents.
He always wanted to look out for Alaska tribes and make sure that there was adequate funding in the Bureau budget and in the other federal programs that are available to tribes, make sure that there was funding for Alaskans.
In return, Stevens had strong support from many Native leaders. A large number, including Abona and Loescher, lined up to salute his accomplishments during an appearance at Juneau's Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall as he faced his final campaign. But later that year, Loescher and a number of others changed sides and backed Democratic challenger Mark Begich, who went on to win the Senate race. That was after Stevens was convicted on corruption charges and lost much of his senatorial power.
At that point, there was a need to make sure that we were well represented in Congress with an effective senator.
That conviction was later overturned. Kluwak Dewey Scan, former Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp president, says Stevens' accomplishments will long overshadow those charges.
We were all benefited by his tenure in Congress, and some people tend to forget that, but we know who was our champion over there. So we appreciate all he's done for us in And he's going to be missed, you know. He's been missed already.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Representative Bill Thomas of Haines, who's worked with Senator Stevens as a private citizen and legislator since 1975, said of Stevens, quote, "When people talk about the benefits of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the Denali Commission, and the immeasurable benefits of Alaska's rural health clinics, they're speaking of Senator Stevens," end quote. Thomas also expressed appreciation for Stevens attending the 2008 Veterans Memorial Dedication in Klukwan. Last year, a newly formed organization in Haines gave away $11,000 to Chilkat Valley nonprofits. This year, they're doing it again.
I think our first year was great. We were really excited to give out 11 grand.
Ann Myron is the board chair of the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation.
And we're starting to get the reports back in from those grants, and it sounds like the local nonprofits have done some great things with them. So we're really excited so far with the results that we're seeing, and we're looking forward to the second cycle where we'll be giving out about the same amount of money.
The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation is part of the larger Alaska Community Foundation, which oversees a handful of groups around the state that invest money for nearby nonprofits.
The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation was established in 2007 as part of something that was called the CABI Initiative, the Community Asset Building Initiative, which was a partnership project with the Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Community Foundation. And seven communities around the state formed small community foundations in their communities, and the Chilkat Valley was one of those. And so we are affiliated with the Alaska Community Foundation, and they have professional money managers that handle the investments and so on and so forth. And then our granting money has come from, initially it came from funds that were given by the Rasmussen Foundation, and this year it's a combination of donation from the Rasmussen Foundation, money that has been generated on the monies and donations that we've collected in the past couple of years, as well as a contribution by the Haines Borough.
The group offers funding to eligible nonprofits, not individuals, although people can partner with a nonprofit to apply. The bear-proof trash containers appearing around Haines came from the foundation's first ever round of grants last year. The group also funded projects for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lynn Canal, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, and Southeast Alaska Independent Living.
Or SALE. And they were able to help several of their clients with assistive technologies, from someone being able to now read the computer and read labels and live independently or more independently, even though they had a sight impairment. Another one was to help a client be able to do gardening and handle some of those sorts of things. We also helped the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center developing the new exhibits in the basement there at the museum, which are really great. We helped with scholarships for the Dolphin Swim Team, helped to purchase books on mental health and substance abuse that are at the public library, but the grant went to the Lynn Canal Counseling Services, and it was a partnership with the library, Lynn Canal, Search, and independent clinicians in town.
Monetary amounts range from $500 to $3,500 or are dependent on an organization's annual budget. Last year, 11 out of 18 local organizations that applied received funding. One difference this year, however, is the deadline for applications.
They're due by September the 15th, and then a committee of board members and community members will review those, and it'll go through a process, and the grants will be awarded and announced in December.
Grants can be distributed to organizations to help with operating costs, new programs, special projects for the purpose of matching other grant sources, and new this year, there are interim grants.
And that's a grant that doesn't get funded during this normal cycle, but it would address a special opportunity or an extraordinary one-time need that occurs sometime in the year that isn't related to our normal grant cycle. And the board did keep out a little money this year in case there was something that came up that was really extraordinary or a special opportunity. And so if a nonprofit, after our grant cycle, has something come up that they think is really important, or a crisis, or they want to take advantage of something that's possible, they should also keep that in the back of their mind that they could contact us at that time and see if their project would qualify.
Information on this year's grants from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation is at chilkatvalleycf.org.
We went to the Haynesboro, and they have over 75 nonprofits that have registered with the Haynesboro as a nonprofit entity in our community. And I think that's pretty telling that nonprofits are doing amazing things. If you go down the list, you'll see all sorts of nonprofits on all sorts of issues, social issues, educational, environmental, conservation, kind of the whole gamut for kids, for adults, for seniors. And that's pretty exciting because our community's pretty rich in a lot of ways, and we're rich in what happens. And a lot of that, I think, is due to the efforts of the nonprofits. So as a member of the board for the Community Foundation, it's really exciting to think that over time, we're going to really be able to build a endowment fund, basically, that the revenues are going to continue to support these nonprofits forever.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. What is news to you? If you have a story idea, email news@khns.org.